For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Skyline Literacy asks for help and gets a big boost from the community in response. Dominion wants customers to pony up more than $300 million to pay for coal plant upgrades. And Virginia's economy is booming, but gender disparities in employment remain. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 17th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Just a little more than a month ago, the survival of Harrisonburg's Skyline Literacy was in question. Since then, the community has stepped up to meet the need, WMRA's Andrew Jenner reports.
Holiday cheer has descended on the offices of Skyline Literacy in Harrisonburg, which has been through a tumultuous couple of months.
It's good. I think, things are good here right now. Much better situation than we found ourselves in back in the summer.
Bill Fisher is the board president of Skyline Literacy, which offers English and citizenship classes to the area's large immigrant and refugee communities. The organization found itself in dire financial straits earlier this year after its application for nearly $150,000 in grant funding from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services was turned down. Skyline immediately cut costs, including some staff positions, and then in late October made a public plea for support. About 90 people so far have responded.
We received somewhere in the vicinity of $37,500 in the last month of giving. That's going to allow us to keep the doors open here until June 30th of 2019. And we're in the midst of developing a long-term plan now to see if we can go farther.
Fisher said Skyline hopes to see those donations double by the end of the year. With what's already come in, however, programming through next June will remain unaffected, and Skyline is in the process of hiring one full-time position. And while there's still lots of work ahead in developing and pursuing sustainable long-term funding, for now, the community's generosity has given Skyline Literacy some breathing room. For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.
Dominion Energy wants customers to pay more than $300 million to cover the cost of upgrading three coal-burning power plants. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports Dominion filed an application Friday with the State Corporation Commission to recover the cost of the projects, plus a 9.2% return. The upgrades bring the plants up to federal and state environmental standards. Bills would increase by a little more than $2 for households using about 1,000 kilowatt hours per month, starting in November of next year. The three plants are Chesterfield and Clover in Virginia and the Mount Storm site in West Virginia. Dominion says the upgrades allow for cleaner disposal of coal ash. The State Corporation Commission must approve Dominion's plan before it can begin charging customers for the upgrades. Students at Albemarle High School are continuing their efforts to get the school board to approve an anti-racism policy that they crafted. The Daily Progress reports that students have turned in their fifth version of the policy. Officials say this is the first time the school system has turned over initial policy creation to students. Among the requirements in the five-page draft policy are anti-racism training for staff, quarterly reports from schools, and alternative discipline rules. Students also suggest changes to the class recommendation process to make it more transparent and to address the role of institutional racism in tracking. Board members are hoping to adopt an anti-racism policy early next year. Opioid-related deaths in Virginia are expected to fall slightly this year compared to the year before. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Virginia Medical Examiner's Office predicts there will be 1,175 deaths by the end of this year due to opioid overdoses. That's down from 1,230 in 2017, but still higher than any other year. Deaths due to cocaine have increased since 2012 and are on pace to hit 445. Methamphetamine deaths are projected at 106 in 2018, up from only 4 in 2012. Drug overdoses are the leading cause of unnatural death in Virginia, higher than traffic crashes and gun-related violence. During your next visit to a courtroom, you might be able to take your cell phone inside. Virginia's Supreme Court says that cell phones should be allowed in courthouses, but with some restrictions. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the court announced the model policy in a news release on Friday, and that's meant to be a guide for courthouses statewide. The policy acknowledges the inconvenience of having to leave a phone in an unsecured location outside a courthouse. The release said justices believe the model policy strikes a balance between promoting access to justice while maintaining security and order in courthouses. Well, Virginia has finally pulled out of the doldrums caused by the Great Recession and past restrictions on federal spending. Old Dominion University's 2018 State of the Commonwealth report was released on Saturday. It says that Virginia's economy picked up pace and is likely to improve more rapidly next year. A big reason is the increase in federal government spending, which makes up about a third of Virginia's economy. Military funding in particular will help sustain growth in 2019. Amazon's plan to build a headquarters in Northern Virginia also factors into the higher expectations. But the university in Norfolk also warned of storm clouds on the horizon. The rapidly increasing federal deficit could ultimately lead to spending cuts and federal tax increases, which could, again, hurt Virginia's economy. One of the ways we measure economic health is through the unemployment rate. Gender disparity in employment and salaries is well known, but another aspect of that gender gap has not received as much attention. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
A look at unemployment figures in Virginia shows that men outnumber women. But that's only one way to look at the gender gap. Looking at the number of people in Virginia who are not working, in other words, people who are unemployed plus people who are not looking for work, that reveals a hidden disparity.
6 out of 10 individuals who are out of work in Virginia are women.
That's Shonell Sen at the University of Virginia's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service.
When you look at those individuals who are highly educated, so people who have at least a bachelor's or more, and also are simultaneously out of work, women outnumber men 3 to 1.
The gender gap is particularly strong among women aged 25 to 34. About 100,000 are currently not working. That's the highest percentage of all age groups. Sen says a closer examination of those statistics could lead to new policies and support systems.
There could be provisions made for affordable child care or elder care. Better transportation opportunities could be provided. Work hours could be made more flexible for parents of young children.
Overcoming structural barriers and societal norms won't be easy, she says, but sustained pressure on the issue could lead to increased female participation in the labor force. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for this Monday. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.